Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Well, I thought today was a real practice, but last physical practice before the showcase. You were the last ones of the spring, with that kind of structure, trying to create some more situations. Big emphasis on pass, on screens, trying to put the ball out in different space, a bunch of different looks that we're trying to give the defense showing some new looks. Couple two-minute situations. I love the competitiveness of the guys today. I told them after practice, been a head coach just going to my ninth year, and I usually get a pretty good sense of a team by how the practice before the spring showcase or game in previous years, what that would, what their approach to it is, and seeing that mentality and just the we had some passion and aggression throughout the course of the day. And some of that we got to, hone in on and just make sure we're keeping our mindset, correct, throughout the challenges. But, and I love the way the guys competed. And I thought it was a really good day, some good plays on both sides. Just continue to see, positive steps. And, obviously, guys that are starting to separate themselves with what they can do and how they're going to be able to impact this team. So, you're proud of them, and excited for the showcase on Saturday, and then we'll finish it up with a good day there on Sunday, getting a chance to watch corrections, all the things that we need to do coming out of the showcase.
Is it fun to see like the guys who are the first year of the program celebrating with the guys who've been here for two or three years?
Absolutely. I mean, it's who you get to do it with that makes it all worth it. And we try to find the right guys that fit this program, whether it's high school, whether it's a transfer coming in. We want them to enjoy who they're going to be a part of the journey with, and I think we've done a great job of finding those right guys and seeing them celebrate, seeing them challenge themselves too. I mean, that's it's easy to see a celebration, but what I love too is whenever you see guys trying to help hold each other accountable to a standard, and it's a belief in what guys can do. And that's how they're willing to push each other. So, I love seeing the camaraderie that's built and the relationships that are being forged through challenging work.
What are some things that you practice that you
definitely know, think you know about? We can run. Yeah, we have speed. We have explosiveness. I think that there's great competition across the board. I know last year there was some positions that we had great depth at, but I think collectively, across the board, I mean, I think we have a chance to be a deeper, football team where we'll be able to have guys at every position that will be able to go out there and play, winning football for us. And, that's an exciting component. Obviously guys have, coming off of, as we finish these next two practices, going into summer workouts, going into fall camp, really to define what that role is going to be. I'm excited about the speed and explosiveness that this team has.
Coach, with the new long snapper, can you talk about what you've seen from the special teams so far this spring?
Yeah, I think Mason's been awesome, and we were really confident, especially through the work last fall when he came in. He joined the program knowing with James. James is one of the best long snappers in the country, but Mason has been awesome and just really brought the right mindset, the work ethic. He's a great teammate. I just love him. I love having him, and he's done an outstanding job here this spring. I think he's going to be great for us as we move forward. So I just really like that work, and then Peyton Naylor is continuing to grow. You're providing some of that that competition as well.
Is there anybody that's exceeded your expectations?
That's always I don't ever like to really say, well, this guy has it, because I mean I've got high expectations for everybody that's here. So. I've been pleased with the steps and the growth that we've seen from a lot of individuals and guys that have embraced challenge, guys that have taken ownership. There's still so much for us to get better at, and like I told the team, also asked afterwards, it's about us embracing those little things, those the the consistency in our fundamentals and our technique and our communication, you know, what's going to show up playing and play out fundamentally. So, you know, that's where we have to get better. And, yeah, there's a lot of things that can challenge us in that, but, you know, I like how this team tries to approach the work and gives us a chance.
Where are those, like, 4 or 5 second interactions with you and DJ between plays? Like, how much is being absorbed and how much are you guys able to really communicate and get on the page really quick in those situations?
Well, I mean, it's one-way communication, but, you know, obviously you could see the way he applies, you know, maybe a reminder or a tip. You know, I think it's good. And, you know, I think DJ's really smart. You know, he's done a wonderful job, you know, learning the things we're asking him to do. You know, he brings his skill and talent to the table, and you know, I think he's gotten better. I mean, I'm very excited about, you know, what he brings to our program, and you know, I think, you know, as much as he brings on the field, you know, who he is off the field is also really special.
On that deep ball that's just early, you were celebrating when the ball was in the air. Was it because you saw it, or because the way you threw it, or, you
know, yes,
all of it?
Yes. No, as he saw it, I mean, it's a progression, read, timing, location of ball, route by LT. I mean, all that's one of those things where you see it all come together and happens on rhythm and time, and it's really tough to defend. And so I thought that was a good play.
What are your thoughts on Trevor Jackson so far?
You know, I mean, Trevor, you know, he's being thrown into it, so he's getting a lot of work, a lot of different situations. You know, I like the really like the young man. I mean, I think he's you're pouring a lot of time into study and trying to learn this at a very fast pace. You know, every rep that he's getting is going to help him in his long-term future, and he's got a lot of work to do. But, you know, he's definitely a talented young man that I'm excited about his future.